Yeah, buddy, here we are back in the Zen Den, a fresh new podcast episode for you. I sit down right here underneath a tree in God's creation, give you life updates, my family, my business, exciting things in the near future. And I finish at minute 10 with a mindset principle that might just change your life for the best. So stick around for that or skip forward to 10 minutes in to hear the mindset principle. All right, with that being said, let's get into it. Welcome to the podcast. Let's go. Yes, all right, we are back. It's good to be here. I'm outside in the backyard in Florida. Just had a hurricane rip through this area this past week, Hurricane Debbie. Very scary to see this place underwater. We live right next to a retention pond that obviously filled up. It came into the backyard, really close to the deck. Sauna, cold plunge, hot tub, all water, standing water, underwater, very scary. But like I said, if you follow me on Instagram, I was reminded that, like, dude, even if those things all broke, like, even if they don't work, and it's a big bummer, trust me, I'm like, I would be devastated because I get so much life and energy from this Zen Den. Even if it happened, it's still, man, the most important things in life are not things. The most important things in life are the people, my family, my girls. So most importantly, man, the girls are safe, they're healthy, and they are doing well. So Zen Den is rocking. We're back at it. I'm underneath the tree, got a shirt on. It's very rare sighting for me to be clothed with the sun out. But I wanted to just record a podcast, and I'm getting video, hopefully put this on YouTube. And talk about just like life. And I think a big mindset shift that I've had lately, it's a principle I think that can make your life better and hopefully improve your life. I wish I had this mindset when I was playing baseball for Coastal Carolina, Florida Gulf Coast. I wish I had this mindset in high school. I wish I had this mindset in my early adult life. With so many choices to make and so many roads to go down and decisions to make, it's a lot and it can be overwhelming. But I think if you're listening, you're listening for a reason. And I feel like this message, this mindset shift is really, it means a lot to me. And it's speaking from an authentic place. I really, truly believe this. So before we jump into that, though, a couple updates. We are expecting another girl. So, yeah, it's freaking crazy. Gigi and I, we have a little girl, Gianna Grace. She's a year and a half, the light of our life. Absolute gift from above. You know, God's girl. Just she completely transformed our lives, our marriage, our family for the better, for the best. You know, people are like, hey, man, like, have your fun, travel, do your thing, because when kids come, man, it's like, changes everything. And I'm like, yeah, it changes everything for the best, like, for the better, right? And so, man, I just think it's the best thing in the world, being a girl dad to another girl now. And it's my belief that, man, there's a baby in the womb, there's a human life in the womb. That is my daughter. I love her to life. I love her to the moon and back, right? And I would do anything for her, even though she's not Earthside, and it doesn't change. There's no magical thing that happens when she comes down the birth canal or when she gets, you know, taken from like a C-section from mama. That is my baby girl. So in all aspects, I am not waiting until that baby girl is born to say I'm a girl dad times two. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is, okay? So I'm a girl dad times two. My wife is a rock star. She's incredible. She's crushing mom life. Is it perfect? No. Are we going through stuff and having different things we're kind of sorting out? Of course. But is God good? Absolutely. And we are very positive people. I feel like Gigi's drank the Kool-Aid that I've been serving up for a few years now. I'm a relentless optimist. And I'm always looking for the best case scenario in a situation. I'm looking for the best in people around me. I just feel like that's the way we are designed to live, is looking for the best in everybody, everything, every situation. And if we can look for the best, look for the bright side, look for the potential, look for the opportunity, you can't lose. That is the best way to go about life. Yes, there's going to be some stuff you can't control. Yes, there's going to be trauma, loss, unfortunate scenarios, things that you wish were different. But look, you and I can't change certain things like that. And I believe it was Aubrey Marcus. I always say this, Aubrey Marcus. Marcus Aurelius, goodness gracious, man. Greek Stoic, who said, you have zero control of outside events. All you can control is within and what's in your control. And once you understand that, once you believe that, once you live like that, you find this peace, this freedom, and this strength where it's like, okay, I can't control that. I can't control what other people think or say, can't control what this flood, this storm does, can't control what the NASDAQ or the economy does, who's gonna get elected, what's gonna happen in the Middle East. Can't control any of that. But I can live my life being the change that I want to see in the world. I can live my life and take every single thought captive and see if it's gonna bring life or if it's gonna bring problems, issues, negativity. And I'm always going to choose life. We should always choose life, always choose solutions, always choose opportunities. You with me? I know you're with me because you're here and we're freaking going. And this is a long time coming. The other thing I'll give a shout out to, as I just ramble, is Dustin Leatherman here in town, Sarasota. He basically asked me this morning, he's like, Brian, I got a question for you. I said, I got an answer for you, I think. And he said, what's up with the podcast? I said, what do you mean? No, but I knew what he was talking about. He's like, you know, it just hasn't been a priority because YouTube is the priority. Video podcast is the priority. Instagram is the priority. Have a new opportunity business-wise, putting training and programming and training with people like you all across the globe week to week as the priority, right? So new opportunities and coaching and all that stuff is happening. And I just noticed I had some friction. I had some resistance when it comes to recording a podcast because I wanted it to be on video. And if I'm being honest with you, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, you want to look good, you want to feel good. How's my face look? How's my voice sound? How's my energy? How's the scenario, the settings? Does it sound good? Does it look good? All this stuff, right? And if I'm not careful, maybe you're like me, maybe not. If I'm not careful, that can be a huge obstacle to overcome in order to share with the world an important message that I feel passionate about. So I'm putting it out there right now to you and just say, look, I'm just going to start recording these things. And this one's on video. The next one might not be. But I want to share my energy, share my story, share what God's doing in my life through me with you. And that's audio, video, however, EO, it's going to be. Sorry, bad joke. Okay. So good stuff. Girl Dad times two. Oh, Live Summit in June, absolutely next level, incredible time, 15 guys. We grew stronger physically, mentally, spiritually. It was super impactful. Then from there, we got guys content, we got guys to share their story, got guys to be vulnerable, got guys to get out of their comfort zone, all the stuff, right? Connected with brands, Cold Plunge, Build Basics, more brands, Transparent Labs, more brands that you don't really care about, maybe. But the point is, we are now launching to October Men's Summit, 15 guys in Sarasota, $2,000 per ticket. Yeah, that's a lot of money, especially to some people for a three-day event. However, it tells me that the need and the desire for these meetups, these connections, these workshops where we're working through time management, telling your story, how to find more clarity and purpose, getting invigorated, reignited to then take a better, healthier, higher, and more connected you to your marriage, your career, and your life, it's invaluable, it's priceless. So it tells me that this is something that I need to step more into and share my energy with the world, meet people like you, like-minded people, inspire, connect, heal, grow, and become together. Phew! Okay. Last but not least is, yeah, the opportunity I have cooking. I will be sharing a lot more with it. But to give you a little teaser, it's going to be fitness related And I'm going to step the most I have ever stepped into my personality and being me and growing with the community. So I'm going to be creating a community of fit, driven people who know they're made for more, who want to keep becoming the person they were made to be. And I'm going to do that week to week with video, voiceovers, instructions, all that stuff. And we'll be staying super connected. And I'm going to leave it at that. It's kind of hush hush for one more week, but then we're going to launch and go freaking wild with it. Okay. Next level, to the moon. All right. Okay. So boom, starting now, 10 minutes in, it's not too bad for a rant. Actually, it kind of is, but I mean, it was a lot. It was like 4 months, I think, from the last podcast. So I needed to get a lot off my chest. So the next 10 minutes or so, hopefully less, it'll be about this concept that I would call the even if, right? The even if concept. And so in short, I think it's important to note that, you know, a lot of us can fall into this mindset of worst case scenario, right? And how do we get out of this into an empowered belief and faith, grounded and centered mindset? That's kind of the shift. It's like what if to even if. So a lot of us can find ourselves in this where it's like, man, what if that war breaks out? What if this happens in the Middle East? What if this happens with the US economy? What if I'm taking a big step? What if that business fails? What if this marriage falls through? What if I'm not enough for this person? Not enough for my baby girl? Not enough for my wife? Not enough for fill in the blank? What if I fail? What if it doesn't go as planned? You and I will always find a worst case scenario, a what if, man, I hope this doesn't happen, right? But what we focus on will grow. You know, we give life to what we focus on. You and I are co-creators with God, with our words, thoughts, and actions, right? And so how could we possibly focus on the negatives and not expect them to come to fruition, to manifest themselves more often, right? You are literally able to create stuff and create realities with your mind, with your thoughts, with your words, with your actions. You are a co-creator. You're created to create. And that's not just Instagram and TikTok. It's not just making YouTube videos or painting a canvas or sketching a sculpture, which I'm not sure they sketch a sculpture, but they, you know what I'm saying, right? Okay? You're creating every single moment of the day with your thoughts, with your associations, with how you think. This is why Romans 12:2 is fire, because the job of a believer, the goal, the mission of a believer is to renew your mind. Renew your mind, refresh your mind, like redevelop, bring it back to original intent. You know, perfect your mind where your reality is ultimate reality. Your reality is God reality, right? You are living in a constant state of faith, of trust, and of abundance. That is what it means to renew your mind, to let go of anything and everything that holds you back from God, that holds you back from who you are in Christ. Does that make sense? So, a lot of us can find ourselves in this moment where we're like, man, what if, what if, what if, what if? It's like, dude, I get it. But it's the shift from what if to even if that will make the biggest difference in your entire life. We'll always find a way or a reason to worry and stress about what if this goes wrong? What if this happens? But man, I think it's gonna change your life when you just start saying, man, even if. What if you just went, even if that business fails, God's got something better. Even if I make a mistake and I fail there, there's nothing outside God's redemptive power. There's nothing outside God's ability to bring it back and actually do something better than I actually planned originally. What if is such a bad question. It immediately puts us in a reactive, frustrating, maybe worrisome state. But when you say, even if, man, I'm good. Even if, God's still good. God is still good. God is still for me. God is still within me. And God's working all things together for my good. All things are happening in my favor for my good. Does that mean I can explain everything? No. Does that mean we can make sense of everything happening to the world and to us? Absolutely not. No, of course not. But what it does mean is that you are hopeful and you are believing for the best. there was a quote Shia referenced that Shia LaBeouf said once in an interview. He was referencing someone else. I'm not sure who said it, but you know, he said, in the end, it's all good. And if it's not good, it's not the end. If it's not good, it's not the end. Just period. In the end, it's all good. God is good. God is love. Everything will be better than we can ever imagine. We're just in the process that's a little bit messy. It's a little bit chaotic. It's a little bit unfortunate. It's not just a little bit, but sometimes, man, overwhelmingly unfortunate. The amount of loss and pain in the world is borderline unimaginable. But what I know, through Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection, it's like, dude, worst case scenario, there's still life at the end of it. It still is better than we could ever imagine, right? If you're a disciple of Jesus, for example, you see your Savior, your disciple, your teacher, your God, right? Suffer, be betrayed, and die. You are the ultimate loser in that scenario. Until that death brings about life for humanity. So not just saving or redeeming or giving a certain amount of people hope, or a city hope, or a cultural people, race of people hope, although there's only one race, right? Human race. But that loss, that death brings life and life abundantly to the world, to the cosmos. That is insanely cool, which tells me something about the heart of God, something about the nature of God, is that, and I'll end it here, you know, God being undescribable, undefinable, ineffable, you can't box God in, right? We can't box God into any of our categories as humans, right? Right? But God knew everything before the world was created, before he creates anything and everything. He knows the beginning to the end from the beginning, Alpha, Omega, everything in between. He knew all the loss, all the failures, all the pain, the suffering. And he didn't minimize it. He actually came and got just as dirty, just as messy, just as, you know, suffered just as much as anybody did. But he still said yes, right? So even if worst case scenario happens, the best case scenario is inevitable. We just haven't seen it play out long enough, right? So in your life, in my life, I mean, if the creator of the universe, right, can take something that doesn't go as planned, let's say, quote unquote, and make it work for the ultimate good, restore it for the ultimate good, you don't think he can redeem or restore your botched business move? Right? You don't think he can restore, God can restore or redeem or still save your marriage that you made a dumb mistake, that you wish you would have done differently, that maybe your partner walked out on you, maybe you did something stupid, right? How silly of us to think that what if, fill in the blank, is our natural state to be in. So, with that said, you are not made for a what if it all goes wrong. What if I'm not blank? What if this happens? Life. You and I are not made for that. We are made for the even if mentality, the even if lifestyle, the even if way of life, way of living. This is practicing the way of Jesus, is believing the best, seeing the best in everything, every person, every situation. That's the goal, man. That is the goal. So I hope this podcast inspires you, this episode inspired you to shift, make that shift to, don't stop focusing on what you don't want. Stop focusing on what if this happens. Man, focus on even if God's still good, even if I still will overcome, even if we're still going to make it, because God is with me, God is for me, and that's never going to change. Never going to change. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend, you know, leave a review, do anything that helps me, DM me. I'd love to hear from you. Fire it up to share more with you guys. Be real, be myself. Sorry, I just had the burp and I couldn't avoid that. I'm not going to edit that out because that's just too, I'm not editing anything. So, but yeah, I'm excited to be me. There was a short season of my life. Last thing I'll say is just, I kind of toned down my energy, my personality, just you know, trying to be more chill or mellow or zen. And I think it was just trying to get better at being intentional with what I say and slowing down, because God knows I get pretty quick and I get a little, you know, everything's happening in my head. I got this, that, that, and this that I'm focused on and thinking about. But I think it was an overreaction or over whatever the word is, to try to fix that or get better at that. I overcompensated. So I don't want to tone it down. I want to be mo, be mo fit. I want to be mo me. I want to be more me, right? I want to be the most me I've ever freaking been. And that's the goal. I've never been more excited about the next 6 months of my life than I am now at 31. And so I'm fired up and I'm grateful for you. Thank you for listening, for watching, for following my content, putting tons of energy into Instagram, YouTube, and this new opportunity with a company that I will be able to train and do life with you and provide resources, coaching, and encouragement on a very real and intimate, personal level week to week. So stay tuned for that. Much love, big love. Keep becoming the man or woman you were made to be, and stay fit for life, baby, physically, mentally, spiritually. Let's go. See you next time. Well, yeah, we'll see you next time. All right, peace.